Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us today. We're going to talk about protecting your assets. We talked about assets and doing a couple different things last week. At any rate, we thought now we need to talk about protecting your assets. So, Garwin, let's just start that off. But before we do that, let's give our phone numbers.
651-436-3997.
And mine is 651-365-5000. Now, Bob. How would you protect your assets?
Well, what kind of assets are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about things like your investments.
Okay.
Your savings account, your checking account, your emergency fund, all of your different assets.
Well, if you're going to protect your investments, I suppose you can diversify, and that would spread the risk out across the board.
Very good
Correct.
Answer. You get
That's
an A for that.
Mm-hmm. That's one answer.
You can insure some of your other assets, your physical assets, house, health, life, that sort of thing.
Another A.
What else would we have to insure?
You haven't insured the most important thing yet, though.
My career? No.
No. You. You.
Me. Well,
you.
I thought that fell in.
No.
Health insurance?
No.
Life insurance?
Yes.
Life insurance.
Correct. Okay.
Covering and protecting your life and your family.
Okay. Well, I thought I did.
We'll give you a triple A on that. No, that's good. You can put the gold star in the book.
Okay, good. I don't have to wear the dunce hat.
Yeah.
So, Garwin, we'll let you pick it up from there.
Well, what things, we're not going to talk about whole life or term today. I don't want to just talk in generalities about life insurance.
So you're not going to be talking about specific kinds.
No, we're not going to go there. What I really want to talk about is, what is life insurance? What is it designed? Why is it? Now, Leanne, I'm going to dump that one on you. What's it really designed to do?
Protect your family.
Okay. It's really designed to protect the most important asset you have, and that is yourself.
And your family.
Everything revolves around you. The house, the car, the job.
The income.
You are the most important one. And you insure everything else, but many times people are negligent in insuring themselves. And that's what I want to spend a little time on today. I've broken it down into five categories, and let's just talk about five of them in simplest forms. We got the family. Now, Leanne, where can you get insurance for the family, for the big protector or the family itself? Where do you get it?
From an insurance company.
Okay, from an insurance company. But there's two different ways to buy it. You can buy it through your work.
Correct.
Or you can buy it personally.
So you can self-insure.
You can self-insure.
Or you can buy it through your work. But sometimes it's even offered through your work and you don't have to pay for it. It's part of your income stream to you.
It's part protecting your income stream. And that neither one is any better than the other. They are a death benefit. And remember, a death benefit only triggers when someone were to die. And that is the whole purpose of buying life insurance. It is triggered when there's a death and there's a payout because there's a loss. Now, one of the things that I find very interesting is I'll talk to people and they say, oh, I got a lot of life insurance. So how much you got? Oh, I got $50,000. Oh, I got $100,000. Oh, I got $200,000. And if you stop and think about it, what the human life value is, nobody has enough life insurance. Frankly, nobody, and I'm going to say it again, nobody has enough life insurance. If you take a 30-year-old worker with a family, and he's making, let's say, $50,000 a year, I got to do that, those round numbers, because I'm not smart enough to do them if they're complicated, and he's going to work for another 30 years, 50,000 times 30, he's going to make $1.5 million.
So you're protecting your income also.
You're protecting your income because this is what the family lives on. Income, money, cash. And that's why people don't have enough life insurance.
Could life insurance through your work, could that be somewhat of a trap because you get insurance and you say, oh, I got enough insurance. They've insured me great. But then what happens if you come down with some disease or something or some condition and now all of a sudden you want to leave that company and you're uninsurable?
You can't get it.
Yeah.
That's the problem, and that happens a lot. Well, I've got insurance through work. Well, how much you got?
Uh-huh.
Well, one-time salary. Well, whatever that is, mm-hmm. that's nice, mm-hmm. but that's nothing, really nothing.
Sometimes you can take that insurance with you.
Sometimes you can, but many times you cannot. Mm-hmm. And once you leave, it's gone. So that is a very good question, and he put another gold star in the book, Bob.
Another, bring the bell for
me. Bring
you.
The bell. Yes, that's a very good question. Let's talk about number two, the business situation. Now, Leanne, people buy life insurance through their business to protect their business. And why is that important?
Well, it's protecting all of your assets. It's protecting your business. It's protecting the ability to have that business grow, too.
Okay, so there's really two main places there that businesses buy life insurance. And there's more, but there's these two main ones. One is in a buy-sell agreement. I'll explain that very briefly. Bob and Fred have a business together, and it's worth $100,000. They own it jointly. They probably would buy $50,000 of life insurance to cover themselves. Why? If Bob were to die, what did I say the other name was? Fred?
Fred.
Fred. Fred wants to get Bob's wife out of the business. That's the big problem, because Bob's wife is going to say, gee, he's gone, but I own half the business, and she's not putting any work into the business, but she still wants her money. Mm-hmm. And you want her out of there. So you set up a buy and sell agreement. And that way, if one of them dies, the other one pays the wife off.
And buys that position.
And he now owns 100% of the business. Very simple. There's a couple different ways of setting that up, but that's not important. The buy and sell agreement is very important because there's nothing, I shouldn't say that, but there's nothing worse in a business to have one of the partners die and have the spouse, whether that's male or female, mm-hmm. in there sticking their nose in the business that they don't know anything about and probably should not be around.
So if anybody wants questions answered about anything we're talking about today, what's the numbers that we ought to call?
Either 651-365-5000
or 651-436-3997.
And remember, if you are driving around and you can't write those numbers down, just give us a call here Monday through Friday at the radio station, and we'll be happy to provide that information.
The other thing we need to talk about for business is key man or key person. I shouldn't say key man. Politically incorrect. Key person insurance. And that is the business who has a hotshot salesperson or somebody that's really, really, really important to the business, and they buy a large amount of life insurance on them, that if they die, at least they'll have enough money to go out and hire somebody. That's really, the buy-sell is probably the number one, but the key man is probably, or key person is probably the second most important
because
thing.
Because that key man is bringing in the business.
Is vital to the mm-hmm. business. And if you've got a small business and you've got a hotshot salesman or somebody that really runs a company, a general manager, you really ought to have key person life insurance on them. And it's very vital. Okay, third thing. This one's pretty easy to talk about. Estate taxes. Leanne, why would you have estate taxes?
When you talk about estate taxes, you're talking about the fact, how much is your estate worth? And are you going to be taxed on that estate? And consequently, you want to have money available to pay the taxes on it.
Now, most people don't have an estate tax problem. Why? Because they don't have enough assets that estate taxes are going to jump up and bite them. But if you have a large estate, people buy huge amounts of life insurance.
Think of Prince.
Yeah, think of Prince. Yeah. Hmm. There are people like that who... Well, let's put it this way. the largest amounts of life insurance are always done for estate tax purposes. Always.
You have to pay the taxes on that estate.
Uncle Sam is going to demand his money, and the only way to keep from liquidating the estate to pay the taxes is to have cash. And the only place to get cash without liquidation of the estate is to have a death benefit, a life insurance policy. Pretty simple. Doesn't affect most people, but where it affects people, it's very important. Number four, we're getting close, is a legacy. Now, what do you mean by legacy, Leanne?
What you're leaving behind.
Okay.
That is your legacy.
I'm going to leave a legacy for my children. I'm going to leave a legacy for my grandchildren. Or I want to leave a legacy to a charity. And that's, again, very important. Legacies are very, very important because money is going to be provided, large amounts of money, going to be provided for some delivery date in the future.
The thing is, your family is very, very important to you. And maybe you don't have a family, so some charities are very, very important to you. So you have to think about what's important, and then you think about how you're going to set it up.
And then who's going to be the beneficiary?
And who's going to be the beneficiary of it.
And life insurance there is very, very important because you can take pennies and make dollars out of pennies. And if you think about that, a small amount of money can create a very large life insurance policy. Now, let's talk about the last thing we're getting. Yeah, we're okay on time. Many people have problems with having set aside enough money for retirement. And that one is not as much used as it should be. If people need to have a larger retirement, you've got your IRAs, your 401ks, your pensions, if there's still pensions around.
All of your retirement accounts.
All of your retirement accounts, and you say, but I'm not setting enough aside. One of the things you can do is do a life insurance policy. Now, you say, oh, man, life insurance, oh, ick. But the key to that is that money's coming out can be tax-free, and that is the key.
But now you have to explain the kind of life insurance.
Now you've got to go into something with a cash value or a permanent plan because you don't know when you're going to need it.
Because there are two different kinds
there's
of
term,
programs out
there's
there.
Term, which we're not going to...
No cash.
No cash, but something... And what you really want to do is to stuff that policy with as much cash as you can.
Just a cash-building life insurance program.
And you stuff it with as much cash as you can so that when you go to retire, you get it out and you can take it out tax-free. It's a wonderful way to supplemental retirement income. So life insurance has many varieties of needs, uses, but again, we don't care at this point whether, except for the retirement income, what kind of life insurance you're going to use. Comments or questions at the end, Leanne?
No, I don't
Bob,
have
you got
any,
a question?
Bob.
No.
He's raising his hand.
I'm raising my hand only to give you the time cue.
Okay.
Yes, we do have a time period here.
So if you got questions about life insurance, give me a call because it's very interesting. It doesn't fit everything. It doesn't fit everybody. But where it fits, it is totally unique. And like I said, it's pennies for the dollar.
It's planning your future.
It's planning your future, and you're making sure that when you want something done, it's going to be there as a death benefit or cash. Thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for The Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.